thought that before I went to Joker, and then I was like, oh.
But then I still like movies. The movie, the movie that turned me around was Dr. Sleep.
Because I haven't seen it.
That was so good. Like
I don't want to see it because my favorite character is he's dead still. So
who's dead?
Sad. Halloran.
Yeah, but well, okay. So
he's not dead in the movie. I mean, in the book. In the book, he's not dead.
And he's not. And actually,
he's a big character.
The character of Dick Halloran does pop up in the movie. If you want to know, he does pop up in the movie because the book. In the novel, you were saying in the novel,
he's the father figure.
Dick doesn't die, right?
Yeah.
So in the novel of Dr. Sleep, Wendy is having problems with Danny because Danny's having these traumatic episodes after Overlook, right? So she keeps in contact with Dick because Dick helps him work with the Shine and helps him like understand how to control these
demons. Wait, he's alive in this one?
He's alive in the book.
Oh, right. Okay.
In the novel, Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so confused.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. In the novel, this is what happens. So Wendy keeps Dick on hand to help Danny. And Danny talks to Dick through the Shine and also in person a lot. So sort of like, because what happens in the book is the ghosts from the Overlook followed, because in the book, the Overlook Hotel is destroyed.
Yes.
So the ghosts have nowhere to go. So they follow Danny back to wherever he is. And
pretty good ending in The Shining.
Right. And so they have him, so they're haunting him. Basically, he goes in the bathroom, the ghosts are there. So he's terrified. So Wendy contacts Dick, is like, how can you help him?
Yeah.
So Dick goes to Danny and says, look, I had those ghosts chasing me too from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I had this grandpa who was like, because what Stephen King does in the book is he establishes this creature, these types of creatures that feed on The Shining.
Oh,
so they follow the Shine, people have The Shine around and they haunt them and they steal the energy and eat it from them. So Dick tells him, I had this uncle who was really horrible to me growing up. He abused me, molested me, like did all these horrible things to me. He's like, and then when he died, he kept coming back and like taking this energy from me. He's like, so I had to learn how to get rid of him. So he learned to lock him in these boxes in his mind.
Oh, okay.
So he teaches Danny how to do that. Okay. So that's how Dick pops
so
up in the book.
How's that gonna happen in the movie?
Well, you want me to tell you how it happens in the movie?
Oh, it's gonna piss me off. Is it gonna be windy or some shit?
Dick's a ghost. Okay.
They just made him a ghost.
Well, because they have to do something.
I know they had to.
Right.
Do
something. So
they could have said Dick, fuck that one.
Well, because if there are evil ghosts, there are good ghosts too, right? So yeah. Dick comes back as a spirit to Danny to help him.
I guess you know that's good for Dick.
As a kid to understand how to lock.
You should have seen my face when I watched The Shining and he was dying. I'm like,
you're like Dick.
Are you motherfucking kidding me?
And if you don't know, it's Scatman Crothers who we're talking about, and he gets an axe buried deep in his chest. In the
movie. Like, are you fucking kidding
but in the
me?
Book you saw,
they killed the black guy. How is this not racist?
Well, that's why Stephen King. That's why Stephen King hated the movie.
Because... How is this not racist?
So in the Dr. Sleep book, in the story of the movie and the book, it takes place right after the Overlook. Right, it starts there where Danny's a kid. They go through the sequence of where he learns how to lock the ghosts in these boxes, right?
Uh-oh.
So then it flashes forward to where Danny's an adult. And he's sort of like drinking to dull the Shine.
Oh, of course.
Right? And he's doing these nefarious things and he's like sort of a ne'er-do-well. But he's hidden. He's not using the Shine. So he's sort of hidden away. Then there's a B-plot about this little girl who has the Shine. And she gets tracked by these vampires, these creatures, these living creatures that feed on The Shining. Okay, so I had no idea what the story was going into this. I didn't read the book. I didn't know the movie. I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't read the book either.
And I just went, I'm going to go watch this movie. So I learned this what this is about. And I'm immediately captivated. I'm like, this is awesome.
Do you think this will go to Netflix?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Hereditary. Where the hell is that?
Hereditary's on Prime.
Where's the other one? What's the other one?
Midsommar's on Prime, too. Hereditary and Midsommar on Prime. Those are both $5 rentals.
I was trying to think of the other one.
Midsommar.
Oh, yeah. And then Your Name is nowhere. Fucking can't find it.
No, that probably... you'll probably never see that. But
I'm sad because it looks so good.
That's an anime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to see
it. No, the anime is pop-up.
And someday I really want to see Akira because I've never seen that.
Akira... Just saying.
I would love to see it. I've seen Paprika.
Akira should have a re-release when the movie comes out. Because Taika's doing the movie. So it should come out when he starts to do the movie. You're going to see Akira come out.
Is he going to cast Scarlett Johansson?
No, he's casting Agent Hunters.
Speaking of which, they were going to cast... hey, that would have been funny because like he actually knows her. I ruined my joke.
I want to say they dated. Did they date or something?
Ooh, that helps.
But anyway, so Dr. Sleep, definitely worth it. Definitely my top 6 movies of the year. Like I loved that movie so much. It was so... I saw it 3 times in the theater. and I'm getting ready to buy it because it's so good.
Getting back to Scarlett Johansson, she's nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role against Cynthia Erivo for it's Harriet, Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse Ronan.
That's for Little Women. Yeah, no one cares.
Charlize Theron. Bombshell.
That could be the winner.
And Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. I think it's coming to Renee and Charlize.
It's not going to be Scarlett Johansson for that performance.
No, because I think they just like the gimmick of Scarlett Johansson being nominated for two awards.
That wasn't her best performance. There was one part where I was like, I know she's acting. Like, I know I'm supposed to know.
I didn't see it, so.
Like, I'm watching the scene as an actor, and I'm like, I can tell. Like, this is like a really good acting scene. Like, I don't want to be a dick, but like, this would be like something that you would put up as a scene in a scene study class.
Right.
And people would be like, great job.
Yeah, I think Charlize...
But that's not what that entails.
I think
and Charlize, Adam Driver did more with his role than she did.
I think Charlize stands a good chance of winning that. Because I think even though it's about Megyn Kelly and it's about Fox News, I think people see it as a brave role nonetheless. So
I think she could
have a good... Oh, you're watching Sabrina? Yeah, that's a good show.
No, I'm not. I'm just on Netflix.
Oh, I like Sabrina.
So then there's the actor in a supporting role. There's not male or female actors, actor and actress here. Tom Hanks, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I saw that movie.
Instead of A Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood, which is what he fucking sings because that was a Mandela effect and they're just fucking with us. Thank you a lot.
I saw that movie.
For that title.
And, you know, and did you see it?
Yes. I saw as much as I could stand. I watched his performances.
I watched the whole thing. But it's...
He's barely.
Not even about Mr. Rogers. Like, he's
barely
in it. It's a really mediocre <not about him. laughs> sort of domestic drama. And,
yes.
And not even a good one.
No.
Nothing about that movie affected me. The only thing that affected me was how creepy Tom Hanks was.
He was creepy.
And I don't think it was that was the intent.
No.
But I always found Mr. Rogers kind of creepy anyway. And,
yes.
I went into the movie with an open mind. I was like, I'm gonna.
Cause I was literally looking at his Wikipedia. And I was like, there's nothing bad about this guy.
No,
like, because I could think of so many things that could be a situation with him.
No, I mean, his gay life was probably
like alcoholism
long
or some
dead,
shit.
You know, and
like, I don't know, but they like cleaned that shit up.
I think at most he was gay. Like, that at most he was bisexual. Like, I don't think he was
maybe,
a pedophile,
yeah.
A pedophile or anything.
Oh
like
no,
that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like,
I mean, he did take
alcoholism, like drug
did take
addiction,
his,
that sort of thing.
He did take his clothes off in front of kids every day, but. Whatever.
What?
He always undressed and redressed in the
hey,
show.
Did you know that Gandhi did that with girls? Gandhi, like...
Well, India. I mean, India.
Yeah,
India,
he, like, laid down with girls.
India's India, man.
You know, as a practice, an observance of, like, celibacy.
Sure. They do what they do over in India.
Yeah.
Man. I don't care.
And then he got Me Too'd in 2012 by Vice. Like, that sucks for you, dude.
India, man. India is a whole nation of Me Too.
That sucks for you, dude.
Okay, so Tom Hanks, probably not. Next.
Anthony Hopkins, not happening.
Wait, what's he in?
Two Popes I don't give
a
shit about.
He
Al Pacino, why? Why are we here?
Okay.
Why are we here?
Al Pacino, the worst performance of the year.
No.
But, again...
People are like, but this is Pacino.
And
I'm like, that's the problem.
I know, I think people want to give him something. And,
that's not the... Like,
look,
he's not Hoffa.
Just watch Jack Nicholson play Jimmy Hoffa, and then watch Al Pacino play Jimmy Hoffa,
or,
and then be like, huh?
Watch Joe Pesci playing... whatever his
you know what?
Character's name
Joe
was.
Pesci
was
the Bofalino? Joe Pesci
remember.
Was the best part of Irishman.
He was the best part.
I think he was the best actor in that whole movie.
He was so understated. And
he's up for supporting actor?
He's so yeah, he's
he might deserve to win that. I think he deserves
yeah,
to win.
Yeah, I think he will. He could win against Brad Pitt. He's
no,
only,
but okay, I take it back.
He's the only competition
Brad Pitt's going to fucking win that shit.
He might, but like
he
got
so
an acting award, like who knows, like SAG awards could go either way.
I think that Joe Pesci, if anybody deserves to win above Brad Pitt,
I voted for Joe Pesci.
I would not be upset if Joe Pesci won.
I think he did a great job.
He was really good,
and he was very real. Then we got the dudes, actor in a leading role.
Let's go.
Antonio Banderas, Dolor y Gloria.
Didn't see it. Don't care.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Maybe.
Adam Driver, Marriage Story. No chance against Joaquin.
I would say no. Well, no. I think Joaquin's going to win, for sure.
No chance. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker, Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes. Jonathan Pryce should have been not... Wait, was he even in that? I shouldn't say that. I don't know if he was in that.
He in what?
He was in Titanic. He was. I remember his...
He wasn't playing anything major then.
Well, Titanic won enough shit. I don't need to be...
So, okay. So, in that category...
Like, why?
My sentimental favorite would be like Leonardo DiCaprio, because I love that movie, and I think that the role that he played was pretty challenging, because again, I think he's playing himself in that role, because he's playing somebody who is in the twilight of their career and sort of facing that.
Like, you can look at it that way.
Like in the scene where he's talking to the little girl and he's talking about the book by Easy Breezy, and he's like, he's playing this guy who's just not the best anymore. He has to face becoming useless every day. And I think when he actually breaks in that moment, and his real voice comes through, which is really interesting. And I don't know if it's a choice or what happens there, but he loses Rick's accent, and Leonardo DiCaprio actually says that line where it's like he's becoming useless every day, and the accent goes away, everything goes away, and he just says it as his normal voice. And I think that's an interesting thing, because it goes right back to Rick's accent right after that. Or he actually is in Caleb's accent at the time, but...
I know.
You know, so I'm like, that's pretty challenging, because he's playing somebody who is facing that dilemma. Like, it's a really layered sort of thing. But, and the whole, manic depressive thing, sort of the subtleties of that, and the comic touch he puts in there, it's a nuanced role. And I think if he wasn't really up against the sort of loudness of Joker, he might have a chance. He would have a chance. Definitely, Joaquin wasn't in there, he'd be the winner. But if Joaquin's such a loud guy, and it's in there, and I think people like him, and I think they want to see what he's going to do on television, and I think they want to give him something, he's probably going to win. If he doesn't win, I think Leonardo DiCaprio should win. I think a sentimental favorite would be something like a Jonathan Pryce, who's never won anything, or whoever the other ones were.
I mean, it would be a good speech if he wins.
I think it'd be funny if no one voted for either of the people and Adam Driver won.
I got him wrong. He ain't in that movie. Anyway, then you got Scooch.
So we had actors and actresses. We haven't done the picture yet.
Picture. All right, we're in picture. Picture and picture. Okay, why is Ford versus Ferrari? I mean, I like it.
Because it's just a movie.
But, like, they just wanted to put a bunch of movies.
No, I think this year they had a hard time. It was a hard time. I mean, picking movies that were...
It's easy to come up with five, though. Like, they could have come up with just five.
Well, they want to do 10, though, right?
But they did 9, so...
And, I mean, okay, so let's look at it this way. Ford versus Ferrari is another...
But then they have that whole backlash against them because of, like, oh, but you didn't nominate Little Women's director for... Taika didn't get directing either because he's nominated for Best Picture.
No.
And you cannot nominate 9 pictures and 9 directors. It's only 5.
Yeah.
You don't need to fix that. That ain't my problem.
Well, and I think that Greta Gerwig got a nice bump with Lady Bird.
Yes.
And it was something she didn't deserve, but got...
Do you remember the ending to that movie?
I didn't see that movie.
So, I should give it to you to watch.
I don't want
to
watch it. It's on Netflix, too. I could watch it if I want to. I just don't care.
Okay.
I'm not into those kind of movies. Like,
Coming of age, based on a true story.
Women pandering to women movies. I'm not into that.
Oh, story. No. I don't think it's like that at all.
It sure seems like it.
If you watch it, it's not. But it loses its way, for sure.
I think I might watch Greta Gerwig's, like, 5th or 6th movie, like, mainstream movie. Maybe.
Did you see Frances Ha at all?
No.
I saw it.
Another movie. Too many people.
That one's a little more woke than that.
I'm very picky about the movies that I watch that are recommended to me. And I have to see.
I ain't recommending it. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, I have to see who's recommending them to me. And I have to think about who that person is and, like, what they watch. Because very few people recommend movies to me that they think I'm going to like. They recommend movies to me that they like. And that's not how if I recommend a movie to you, it's not because I like it. It's because I think you're going to like it. If I don't think you're going to like it, I'm going to say it.
Honestly, I wouldn't have mentioned Parasite if I didn't think you would have some enjoyment.
That's like my friend, who's a good friend of mine. She saw it and she really liked it. She didn't tell me what it was about. And I got done and I said it was so boring. And she's like, I could have bet money on your response. I'm like, hey, look, if you thought I was going to hate this movie, that's why I said, why didn't you say something to me? Why didn't you warn me what this movie was about? I'm pointing to her in my imaginary mind.
Yeah.
I'm pointing right now. You can't see this because it's a radio. But I said, why didn't you warn me? If you thought I was going to hate it, why didn't you tell me that I was going
to
hate it?
Yeah. Like,
why did you let me go see this fucking movie
that you didn't think they were going to like?
Why did you tell me it's the best movie of the year? I was like, this movie was shite. I was like, and I'm sitting here watching and thinking, oh my God, no one I know who knows me would recommend me to see this movie. I said, if we were sitting there watching, like, because she and I go to her house a lot and we watch movies. And we'll go through, like, the listings and see the description of the movie and then be like, okay, well, I'm gonna watch that. If I saw the description of this movie and she saw the description of this movie, none of us would watch it. Neither of us would watch this movie. Oh, a family moves into another family by taking over their household duties. Okay, so? Like, I would never watch this movie in a million years. It's just not something that appeals to me. I just, here I'm sitting through it. So, whatever. Sitting through 2.5 hours of that shit.
Well, if people had said to me, and I don't think anyone did, but like, Attack the Block, you're gonna love that movie. Oh my gosh, it's so good. This John Boyega guy is really good in it. I'd be like, all right. But see, I watched it, and I fucking loved that movie.
I would say you're okay with it. I would say 50-50 with you. If I didn't know that you'd seen it and watched it, I would have been like,
I was so surprised like,
if you'd
at asked how me, much I liked that
if
movie.
If you'd asked me, do I like Attack the Block? Now, here's what I think about you.
Yeah.
You like British movies, and this movie is very British. It's almost British to be foreign, right? So you also like foreign movies. You put a lot of credence in foreign movies. So I'm like, okay, maybe that would be one point for you. You're not a big action sci-fi person. So that would be a point against it. But
I like good action sci-fi.
But it is definitely a more intimate story, and you like that kind of stuff. I
kind of want to watch it again now.
I've watched that movie like 7,000 times.
Shit, it's so good.
I love that movie.
John Boyega's best performance.
The best. I think there are 2 points in it and 2 points against it for you. So if you asked me not seeing it and say, hey, should I watch this? I would say, you know what? I don't know. I think you would give it a shot because of the foreign nature of it. I think you'd enjoy the foreign nature of it. I think if it was an American movie, you probably wouldn't like it. But because it's this British type of movie, you would like it. Because it
I don't
is,
like all British movies.
No, but this type of movie,
like the King's
do.
Speech, I could leave.
No, because that wasn't a British movie, A, and B,
it was
terrible. No, it was an American movie made in Britain about a British thing, but it was a terrible, horrible movie.
Oh yeah,
and boring as fuck. Like I'm like, gosh, what I say
when that won, I was just like
what I say. Would you like what? The Iron Lady? No, you probably wouldn't.
Oh
like
my
that.
Gosh, I hated it.
No, because you wouldn't like that movie. But if you,
it's like propaganda.
Right, but I think Attack the Block, I'd be 50-50 on it.
Yeah,
for you.
So oh,
I do.
So
I do weigh.
I'm just
things.
Like remembering the apartment scene.
I do weigh things for people when I talk to them of whether or not they would like them. You know, like I have one friend.
I watched it with a group too. That could be like, you know, one of those things. Like it helps.
Yeah,
to
you're like locked
group,
into
you know?
It. But it's also something if you watch it with a group who didn't like it, and you get it. That's another way too that you're kind of like going to be into something because like I got it, you didn't. Like I like this movie a lot,
dude. I watched A Clockwork Orange with a group, like with my roommates. Back when I lived in Silver
That's
Lake.
That's challenging.
And it was like, what the fuck? And I had never seen it. They had seen it. And I was like, what am I watching? Okay.
I don't feel like you like that movie, though.
I don't. I
because
like,
of the violent
like
nature
parts
of
it.
You liked the violent parts. I think you did.
No, I don't like.
And I think you like Ronald McDowell.
That's not what I mean.
Malcolm McDowell, I mean.
Hey, are they related?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
He
did his best performance in Caligula, let's be honest.
Caligula. I would say Malcolm McDowell's best performance is probably, if it's not Mr. Rourke in the new Fantasy Island, like the one they did on for Channel 7, the new one, he was really good in that.
You know, Caligula could have been good if it weren't for that damn Bob Guccione ruining everything with his penthouse pets.
Whatever. I mean,
all the blowjobs.
I think he did a great job
ruining the mess.
Fright Night. Oh, that was Roddy McDowell. I don't know. I can't remember. Okay, so anyway, what's the next one?
Oh. So we said Ford versus Ferrari was number one.
It's not going to win, but it's
not number
okay.
one, but it's like there.
It's the first one.
The Irishman.
Probably that's probably like the safe bet.
That ain't going to happen.
But because
I'm going to bet right now on this podcast, The Irishman will not win the Academy Award for Best Picture in 2020. I'm betting it now.
No, but I'm not saying it's going to. I'm just saying it has
I'm just
a
saying that I'm putting that
it's,
out there.
It's
I don't
there.
Believe
it's,
it will
it's
happen.
It's in there for a chance given this the pale slate of these movies. It's in there for a chance. Politically, it could maybe. Just to make a statement.
Jojo Rabbit, no.
Probably not.
Sorry, Taika.
It could, because as you know, Kate Winslet said in Extras, if you go Nazi, you're going to win. So it's possible. It's possible, but not likely.
Joker.
Probably not.
Not going to happen.
I think Todd Phillips stands a better chance of beating.
I will say right here. I will say right here again. Joker will not be the best picture winner of the Academy Awards 2020. I am putting that on the record. Probably not.
Probably
not. It will not happen.
Probably not. I think Todd Phillips has a better chance of winning director than it does best picture. But I think, you know.
Little Women.
That would be the choice to go with if you just don't want to be political at all. And just sort of give it to a woman.
Amy Pascal. I thought she had a downturn there. But I guess she's back.
She put out.
She's back.
She put out something big this year.
She's not with Sony anymore.
No, she is with Sony.
What? She got back with Sony?
She has her own production company now. Pascal Pictures or whatever.
Okay.
And they put out something big this year, too. It was like...
Little Women?
No, it was different.
Bigger than that.
I forget. It was like a big movie. I was like, really? The Pascal Pictures? Wow.
Damn.
And she had a hand
in... I guess she didn't burn any bridges.
She had a hand in... Well, no, she protected her. She was protected there. But she had a hand in... Once Upon a Time, too.
She knows some shit. I bet she knows some shit.
Oh, she knows every shit. She's as bad as any Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, fuck you, Amy Pascal.
Little Women has a good shot only because, again, if you just want to throw it, if you want to give it to a woman, if you want to do it.
I'll say it again. Little Women will not win Best Picture.
Someone's got to win, Al. Someone's got to win.
2020.
Moonlight won.
I don't think it'll happen.
If Moonlight could win, Little Women could win.
What if it'd be like, okay, 1917, and they all get up there, and it's like, sorry, it's Marriage Story.
See, now I will say right now, Stephen Robles says 100% in 2020, the Academy Awards, fucking Marriage Story will not win the Academy Award.
I agree. Marriage Story will not win the Academy Award for Best Picture 2020.
Cut to Academy Oscar Awards. Night, both of us. Whoa, we're winner Marriage Story. What the fuck? Pound. All right, next.
Okay, I just killed the mic. No, I didn't. Okay, cool. 1917. 1917 is what I like to call it.
You know what? It has a benefit of having come out very recently. And
it won an award before it came out.
I know.
They do that sometimes.
I know, but it's very fresh. It is something definitely new. It's definitely trying. Affecting. No, it's new. It's definitely because it's succeeding.
I'm not saying it's trying. It's campaigning. They're doing a big campaign.
Because I think they weren't expecting the reception it got. I think they were sort of saying it's coming out later. People are going to give it sort of a downturn. It's a downer movie.
Sam Mendes used to be married to Kate Winslet.
Isn't he still married to Kate Winslet?
Used to be.
I thought he was still married.
They are not married.
He used to date Madonna too or something, right?
Didn't everyone?
Yeah.
Like Tupac dated Madonna.
Oh, I don't think he got Ritchie. Never mind. So 1917.
Oh, yeah,
Guy
Ritchie.
1917 has a really good chance of coming out from behind, like Kobe, and winning, an award. It could, because again, it's another great sort of safe choice. It's non-political, and it's non-controversial. It's just a movie. It's just a movie, you know. So it could.
He's married to a lady now. Not that he wasn't before, but her name is Lady.
Lady Bird?
She's an OBE.
What's OBE?
You know, one of those, like, she's a knighted person. Order of the British Empire.
Oh, wow.
She's a lady. He's married to a lady now. Sorry, Kate Winslet, you're not a lady.
I thought Kate Winslet was a dame.
Alison Balsam is the lady he's married to.
Oh. Balsam. She's Balsam.
He went from Kate Winslet to Balsam. Alison Balsam.
All right, a trumpeter. Okay, let's go next. Okay, so 1970, good shot. Good chance.
Okay.
It might be a three-way between that, Irishman.
I'm not going to say that won't win the Academy Award.
It might be a three-way between that, Irishman, and
The next one. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He has a very good chance of winning. It's probably the second choice.
I disagree.
I think it's the top two are probably that and Irishman, and then 1917.
I will go out on a limb and I will say this movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, will not win Best Picture Academy Awards 2020.
I don't know.
Boom.
I don't know. It is the most Hollywood movie of all the Hollywoods. I mean, it's so Hollywood that
I saw my neighborhood in it.
Right. I saw my neighborhood in there too.
And it's a 70s like neighborhood or 60s.
I know. They show a piece of Burbank Boulevard that's by my house.
No, it's 70s neighborhood.
I think it is the links they went to make it. I think that the it sort of did its job without a lot of hype.
And oh my gosh, we're coming to the end really soon because it's almost 2 hours.
I know. Well, that's a good. This is a good 2 hours. Okay. Oscars is a good reason to spend 2 hours.
This is gonna be as long as Parasite. Sorry, guys.
And more exciting.
Speaking of which, that's the next one.
Parasite. So say, Once Upon a Time, I would say, has a good chance of winning. It does. It just has a good chance. I think it's him, Scorsese, and Sam Mendes. I think.
Parasite is last one.
I will say right now.
That's my personal favorite. As
of the Oscars of 2020, Parasite will not win the Best Picture Award.
I will say that it has a very good chance, as much of a chance as 1917.
No.
Yes, it does.
But not that many people saw it.
That doesn't matter. Not many people saw Moonlight. I got it right over there.
The right people saw Moonlight.
Oh, the white people are like, that's what black people are like.
The right people saw Moonlight, not the white people. The white people saw La La Land.
But La La Land had black people in it too. People just didn't
had a
remember.
Black person in it.
John Legend was in it. Okay.
So I think that Parasite is maybe the fourth position in there. Like, if somehow.
That's just because you don't like it.
No, I just think
it's... Like, I'm giving credence to 1917 by not saying it won't win.
It's not as good as 1917.
I'm not going to say it won't win. I didn't watch it.
It's not as much of a filmmaking achievement as 1917.
Well, nothing is. That's not the same.
It's not as good a filmmaking achievement as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Then why don't you have another awards ceremony for the best one-take film?
What?
It'll just be that one.
It makes no sense at all.
No, it's not the same category, though.
That's why they just have a black Oscars, right? Because they should just have an Oscars for black movies.
Best black actor.
Best black
Harriet.
Movie. They should just have a movie for...
A movie about just, slaves.
Just have an Oscars for women.
Slave movie again. No black exploitation. We're just doing slaves.
That's what the Independent Spirit Award is.
No Dolomite. We're just doing slaves. Sorry. No Just Mercy.
Now, see, that's
slaves.
What I
want to Sorry.
Know. Where's Dolomite in all of this? Like...
On Netflix.
Dolomite was so good, so at least as good as Bombshell, let's say. At least as good as that, right? I mean, I'm sort of like the type of movie that it
oh,
is.
Oh, it's probably a shit ton better.
You didn't see How I Made with Dolomite?
I haven't seen it, but I can guess that it would be better.
You would like that
My
movie.
My last shit was better than Bombshell.
You would like that movie, Elle.
I'm sure you right I would.
Now
I will watch
that
it.
That you would enjoy Dolomite.
Okay, I gotta watch that. I gotta watch Thor. Gotta watch the other thing.
I don't know if you would like Thor. I know that.
I think I would.
I think you're. I'm about 50-50 on that.
Guardians.
It's not like that.
I like Thor: The Dark World.
Okay, so if you like Thor: The Dark World and you like Guardians, then you will like Thor: Ragnarok. I think you'll like it because it is funny. It's definitely a comedy more than an action, and it's got the Hulk in it. And
I gotta see what Taika has.
Taika actually does a character in it as well, and. It's irreverent. I think you'll like it.
Whatever happened to that guy, Damien Chazelle? What's he up to? He Damien made that Chazelle. Shitty movie, First Man, and then it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, no. Did he? He made something else. He made something big, right?
No, that bigger. Was it. Like, it was like the John Glenn thing.
I thought he made a superhero movie or something. Didn't he make...
I think he has he's attached to something.
No, he made something else, man. God, he made something pretty big.
What is he attached to? Let's find out what Damien Chazelle's up to. We're all wondering, right? Okay.
He made a black movie, but I can't remember what it was.
He made a black movie in the very beginning with his first short, which was basically La La Land, which they put into a white
What was his other movie? Come on, he made another movie. Thing. He made a big black movie. What was it?
Damien. Damn it. Can you spell Damien?
Why don't you just type in his last name? It's probably easier.
Really? Oh my gosh. I only put DMIE and it's like Damien Chazelle. Okay, shit. Okay.
We're looking here. Sorry. I know this is exciting. This is great radio right here. This is fucking awesome.
First Man, that's it.
That's it? What's the movie before that?
La La Land.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking of then, La La Land.
Oh my gosh.
That's a black movie.
That has black people in it. Yeah, Whiplash was based on a Whiplash short film that he did. His first film was called Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench, which is what La La Land ended up being. It's a musical.
Okay.
In black and white.
So that's the reason.
With a black and white.
So they made First Man. So First Man was only last year.
A black trumpet player and a white girl.
Yeah, First Man was only last year. It's not like he's like been on hiatus for 1,000 years. He's
no, he's
movie.
Just chilling. Yeah. Justin's chilling, I'm sure. Justin was nominated, I think.
You know who I wonder about is the guy that made 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, poor thing.
He's making another one. Was Nathan? Not Nathan.
Yeah, is it another Nathaniel. Slave movie?
No, it's something else.
Shit, what is his name?
Nathaniel?
No. He's gay too. Steve McQueen.
Yeah. No, who was the guy that got busted for Me Too? There was the guy that got busted for Me Too who made like a slave
not
movie.
Not Steve McQueen. Steve Queen. Steve.
The guy who made this, another slave
There's
movie.
There's a queen in it.
And he got busted for Me Too. He made a movie, a black movie, but he got railed.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck was his name?
What is his fucking name? Steve McQueen, yeah.
No, I'm not 12 Years a Slave. It's another guy.
Well, there's a different guy named Steve McQueen.
No, okay. Never mind. Yes, there's an actor called Steve McQueen. He was from the 70s.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, I don't mean it like that. I mean like, he has the same name. I always thought that I was getting them confused.
No, I forgot.
They all have the same, he has the same name.
He was like a black actor. He was a black director.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but he liked a black movie and he got busted by Oprah for some... He got accused of rape or something, and he didn't really do it.
Yeah, that's ironic, considering she like hung out with John of God, who is a serial rapist and sexual abuser of his own child, who ended up killing herself. How convenient.
Yeah, Oprah's coming to task, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next? Okay, so
I don't use her gifts anymore, just to spite.
We're done with the pictures, is that it?
Yes. So what we have tonight is the Grammys. The Grammys are happening.
I don't know anything about the Grammys. There's nothing about the Grammys.
It's not really that big a deal. Oh, she did Shame. That's a big one. Steve McQueen did Shame with Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
That was his big claim to fame.
Now, are there any movies that came out this year, Elle? Because you watch more movies than I do. Did you watch any movies this year that came out that are not nominated that you thought should have been?
No. But I haven't really been on it. I've been kind of like just watching what I have to watch. That's why I was like, I don't think I'm going to like anything. I think I don't like Hollywood anymore. I just can't enjoy anything. But there were some shows. So Barry, I really enjoy. I still enjoy Barry a lot. There was one episode that really stood out this past season. And I voted for it for best comedy series, but it didn't win. Or cast in a comedy series. Which I
yeah, but What's His Face won, right? Somebody won.
Bill Hader did not win. No, Henry Winkler won. Huh?
Henry Winkler won, didn't he?
No, not this year.
Oh, that's okay. He won last year. I thought Barry won for something this year.
No, last year. Like, they got nothing. Fleabag took over.
Oh, right.
And then fucking The Crown won best drama.
Trash.
I do not like The Crown. I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it. It's propaganda. And it's like royal people shenanigans, and I don't really care about it. But
is it good?
But is it good? No. I don't think so. It doesn't hold my interest. It's very boring.
Well, like Downton Abbey, where it's like, Downton Abbey was like, I don't think it's everybody's cup of tea, really. Not to make a British pun there, but it was good.
It had its moments.
I mean, I watched it. I was like, this is
pretty
good.
It had some interesting shit to it. I mean, even like, I don't even like The Handmaid's Tale, but it has more shit going on in it than that one.
I've watched pitifully few TV shows this year.
Fleabag was okay until the end, and it just kind of like did a cop out.
I had zero interest in that.
It breaks the fourth wall every episode. Yeah. Oh, you know what's another one that was really disappointing was Rami. Like, I saw that guy win, and I was like, oh, let me check that show out since I got the screening room open.
What was it?
Rami. R-A-M-Y. About Muslims living in, like, whatever city they're supposed to live in.
Is that on a channel? What is that? I think they live in LA. Is that a cable? What is that?
It's on fucking Hulu.
Yeah.
This dude won an award for best actor. And really? Everybody's like, huh? And he's like, I know you don't know who I am. You don't watch my show. And I did, and I was like, oof, this is like a knockoff of Aziz Ansari's show that he had on Netflix, which for some reason I'm not remembering the name of. Oh, Master of None. It's very similar to that, except it's Muslims. Yay. Everything you wanted to know about Muslims, but we're afraid to ask.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it should be called.
You got me on TV, man, because I used to watch a lot of TV, and now I just don't watch anything. I watch what's on Netflix. That's it. And if there's something, and it has to be like, I like The Witcher. Like, I think you would like. I think you would like The Witcher.
I think I have to. Watch
I'm like again. I'm like 60% on
this
for you.
Dude, I fucking watched Shadowhunters. I will watch The Witcher. Okay.
I think you would.
I'll
like
give it a shot.
You know what I think you'd like about The Witcher is that it's committed, and it's fantasy. It's not just like something like Game of Thrones, where like Game of Thrones at first was like very boring to me. And I didn't understand why I was watching it until they started having dragons and giants and magic. Then I started watching
things
it.
You do for love.
Right. But then you watch.
I literally heard that, by the way, just to cut in a little quick. Like, somebody played that at the office yesterday. The things you do for love. And I was thinking about that scene in Game of Thrones where Bran gets thrown out of the window. And I'm like, I'm just laughing to myself. I'm like, you wouldn't get it. You know what I'm thinking about.
Well, Witcher manages...
That's a callback to Joker. Go ahead.
I would just say that The Witcher is not a substitute for Game of Thrones. Absolutely not. And people are like, oh, it's the new Game of Thrones.
Good.
It isn't.
I don't want it to be.
Except that it takes place in a fantasy realm.
A lot of things do.
But there's magic, there's swords and sorcery, there's witches, there's female empowerment.
There better be witches.
Oh, there's very fucking witches, okay?
Give me some witches,
there are
bitches.
Fucking witches, and there are fucking monsters, okay? And fucking dragons and shit. Like, I don't know, yeah, okay, yeah. No, take it back, there are no dragons.
Oh, you got me excited.
Sorry, I forgot the dragons. But there's definitely, like, you
we
know,
need a never-ending story remake with Guillermo del Toro directing.
No, please don't do yes. that. Please don't.
Yes, Guillermo del Toro.
Because the never-ending story, if you watch that movie now,
yes,
there's nothing to be added to it. Like, the effects all
the
still
effects
work.
Need
not,
to.
No, they all still work.
They do, but they could be updated.
They don't need to be updated, though, because they didn't use a lot of overlay.
I'm just saying it's the one
movie.
Thing that hasn't been remade, I think it could be, and it is on IMDb is like in waiting and development, whatever.
I don't think they're ever going to do it, because there's nothing. The original movie still holds up. A lot of movies would get remade because the originals don't hold up anymore. They can become dated.
No, I get that.
You know, but the effects all still work because they all did.
But they could work even better.
Well, they can't because they're all practical effects. They did perspective work on that.
Yeah, but it would be nice to see a practical effect film again.
It is practical effects.
But in this era, it would be good.
I'm going to think of one.
They could redo The Stuff, too. The Stuff would be amazing now. You could go after Trump 100% in that shit.
Why? What does he have to do with food?
No, I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to make it all woke and everything.
Well, like, Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker's all practical. They don't do a lot of digital in that. They do overlay, but they do a lot of miniature work. Mm-hmm. A lot of miniature work.
Oh, do you remember, did you ever watch this film?
Yes.
Game Night?
Yeah. Pound.
Love that fucking movie.
That was so good.
I was so surprised.
It reminded me a lot of Tag. Did you watch Tag?
No.
It's like that.
I'm not gonna.
No, it's not bad. If you like Game Night, you like Tag.
I don't.
And you like it. If you like,
I liked it for reasons that you probably think.
Because it's fucking violent as fuck.
No. I liked it for the societal reasons, like making fun of society, kind of like.
Game Night?
Yes. The corporations, like the product placement with the chips.
Yeah, okay.
That was funny. It was a whole big thing. It was a thing going on in a thing that you don't know is a thing until the end of the thing. And I like that thing.
I think you should like Tag.
I like a thing with a thing in the thing.
Look, just remember this. Tag is the reason that Jeremy Renner wasn't in Infinity War.
Whatever.
Because he broke both his arms doing Tag.
Jeez Louise.
I missed out on the biggest payday of his life, probably.
Okay, we're hitting the Parasite movie mark. So Grammys...
No one cares.
I don't think anyone cares anymore is the thing. Is like, that's the story. Is like, I guess there was a sexual assault allegation or whatever the fuck behind the scenes.
What does that have to do with what songs are good?
Exactly. But I'm saying, like...
I want Old Town Road to win everything. Okay?
Let's just fuck it.
This is Old Town Road win everything. I think it's from last year, let's have it win everything this year, and let's just go on.
And, you know, give it to Seven. Why not? Go ahead and give EP an album of the year. Go ahead. Let's see how that works now.
Huh?
Oh. An EP is nominated for Album of the Year.
Look at it this way.
His first EP is nominated for Album
of the Year.
That's
because no one cares.
Because he's in the Illuminati, man. I'm telling you, they have him.
It's because they need people to watch the show.
They also have him. I saw him in he had like a jacket with a fucking pyramid. It was hilarious. It was like, it's like a joke to these
It's like
people.
A gangster thing now. Yeah, it is. But yeah, the Grammys are done because no one cares about music anymore. There's so much music
available. And neither
available.
Do the music people behind the scenes. Like, it's not
Well, they care
that.
Because they make money doing it, but...
Well, they care about clicks and they care about Spotify. That's what's...
Well, and that's right? And there's so much music. I think there's so much music available now that you can't create a public buzz like you can with movies.
No.
Right? Because I'm thinking, like, okay, Terrence Malick had a movie come out this year, but I can't stand Terrence Malick. But in any other year, he would have been nominated for an Oscar just because. But his movie got lost in the swamp of movies that there's just no way. Now, it's possible it could be considered next year because it did screen in January, so maybe it just didn't make the cutoff. But I'm thinking, like, where's that? Like, where are those guys this year? Where's all that? You know, these movies are very popular that came out that are nominated this year. So it's not like that with music. Eminem just dropped the album for no reason. Like, you know, like
you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's so Wild West, and you know, I think
there's
now
such
it's
such a big playing ground,
right? And I think people just don't care because music is so subjective that you can't.
And it's becoming the thing where, like, it's being a trend where it's like you do whatever the fuck you want on any track, and you don't even have to have a genre. You
well,
just do
and you only get to be sort of in the public eye if you're huge. So like Taylor Swift,
exactly, or Ariana Grande,
or Madonna, Ariana Grande, like these younger
Justin
acts.
Fucking Bieber with that mess he came out with recently.
Justin Bieber.
Hashtag yummy baby pictures. That's not gonna go back and haunt you at all.
But it's too hard now, I think, to do anything with that. And most of the people that are huge are white people, and so it's hard to like
Billie Eilish
bring that in, right? I don't have a problem with her.
but she's white.
At least she brings something new in, you know. I remember seeing her on Jimmy Kimmel thinking, wow, that's kind of interesting. I kind of like that. And then watching her skirt with being overexposed. Like, she's close, but she hasn't quite hit the overexposure mark yet. She's still kind of on the thing. Now, she's doing the Bond song for the next Bond movie, which I'm okay with, but that's going to push her into the realm of a different level. And I think you're going to see...
That's what the Illuminati wants.
I think you're going to see her take a break after that. I think you're going to see her definitely, like, diminish.
Oh, shout out to Juice WRLD, who died of an overdose.
Who nobody knew who the fuck he was until he died.
Nobody could have guessed that he died of an overdose. Like,
no,
what? That was so surprising.
Black
was
rapper
surprising
on drugs?
Is when Jeffrey Epstein just hung himself in his cell with, like, paper...
with his paper cloth or just a robe
like
or whatever the fuck
he was
wearing.
Like, paper sheets and...
God damn.
And a wire.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate people so much. Sorry. That just came out. I just exploded, Elle. That just came out of me. I just don't, like...
I didn't know who Mr. Lil Peep was until he died.
Lil Peep died?
Yeah. And then Mac Miller has a new album that he totally was going to release anyway.
I'm thinking of something else.
You're worth more dead than alive in this business.
Good.
That's how it's always
been.
To
me.
Remember sitting on a dock of the bay? He had died before that. He died. That was his last song. And it was his biggest hit, Otis Redding. And he died in a crash. And the lyrics are like, this loneliness won't leave me alone. And then he's like, he says something about, like, he basically killed himself at one point. Like, I'm going to die or something like that.
Okay.
No, he does.
Don't. It's fine. We can look it up later.
Sitting here, resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles of road just to make this dog go home.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wasting time.
Elle loves conspiracy.
Looks like nothing's gonna change.
We're back, see?
Everything
Elle
remains the same.
Elle loves conspiracies. She loves
them. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. I bet if I put sitting on a dock, it'll come out with the lyrics.
I bet it will. Yeah.
Nope, chords. Oh, yeah, Ty Rolland. Tim Time Bomb? Who's that guy?
I don't know
what that is.
Again, exciting radio here. I was looking up lyrics to a song that is completely irrelevant to anything we're talking about.
Wasting time. I'm not crazy.
You are crazy. That's why I like you, though. That's where we're friends.
Oh. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco.
What are we
Bay.
Doing here? What's happening?
I had nothing to live for. Looks like nothing's going to come my way.
Right, so he leaves and goes
to
the Bay.
He's dead. But and he's in the bay because he's dead.
He's in the
what
bay.
The fuck?
All right. Now you're pushing it.
I'm saying he died.
I sense another YouTube video coming out of this one.
Why doesn't he have a biopic? He's so important in history.
I don't know.
He wrote Respect. Give him some respect.
He makes those pies.
Give him some respect.
Did he make those pies?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to him.
Or his mom made those pies, the Mrs. Redding's pies.
Oh, I don't know anything about pies.
They're pies you buy in the store. Like 25 cents.
He was such...
So what's next for you, Elle? What's going on here? What's next? Are you okay?
I mean, you know. It was recovered the next day and the lake was searched. Ugh.
Why are we on this? Because of Kobe Bryant?
Oh, there was another... Okay, I just kind of happened upon this information about this
Korean
actor.
No, let me tell you what happened before I got here. I forgot to tell you this. I meant to tell you this when I first got here. So I'm going to catch the bus, right? And the 212 is going first in front of me, right? It's going in front of me. I look in the back to see what number bus it is, so I can see if
666.
It says Kobe. The buses say Kobe.
No.
Why would they do that? Because of Kobe Bryant? They're gonna take away the number of the bus.
That's
Kobe.
Insane. That's how this false idol worship works.
God, just so terrible.
Well, I was gonna say there's this guy in Korea. He's a younger actor. He was in a show recently that was kind of popular, not super popular, but popular. Love with Flaws, and he played a gay guy. I don't know if that's not relevant, but like that was his draw. Like he played this gay character
and
he came out and blah, blah, blah. He ended up dying. He was discovered by his manager in Korea, South Korea. And the family came out and said they didn't want an autopsy. So we'll never know how he died. His name is Cha In Ha.
Why do you think he died?
I don't know. That's fucking weird.
Drug overdose.
It's fucking weird.
Like that. But didn't like three other people, Korean people,
and die? He died 2 weeks after that other chick.
Yeah. And then someone died just before her too.
Just because
I think, here's what I think. I think there's a drug going around in Korea that these people are taking.
Jingle jangle.
Or no, just about fentanyl or something like that. Just something American that they want to do. And.
But you don't think it's like, there's abuse in the industry as well, like throughout the K-pop
in the actors community in Korea is probably harder to deal with than it is here in America. Because look at Justin Bieber, for example, right? Justin Bieber started as like an 8-year-old genius, and he was like doing all this stuff. He was a young kid. He came into the scene when he was about 12, 13, right? Started doing this stuff. Came 21, now he looks like he's 50 years old.
Damn.
But he's still able to sell concerts. In Korea, I don't think you can age that way. I don't think you're able to. I think once you start looking older, then your time's done. And I think that these people, that the Korean stars get a little bit worked up over it. And I think that they try to keep going and going and going, getting as much as they can get into these youthful years that they can possibly do, and they can't handle it. And this is what happens to them. Because, mm-hmm. again, you can't be an old Korean pop star.
He was like 20-something, like 28.
That's ancient.
27 or 28.
That's ancient in Korea. It's ancient in K-pop, ancient in acting, because you have to look youthful.
Yeah.
They want them to look porcelain-like. Right?
That's the plastic surgery industry in Korea is boom.
Well, because the Asian standard is porcelain skin.
People don't know
smooth.
That here.
They don't understand the light skin. Like, they don't get all that. Like,
that's why they all look alike in the groups, because
that's
homogenized. It's supposed to, like, be the
same. They want
it
to look all the same. And
mm-hmm.
it's really
marketing.
Hard. It's really hard for people in Asia.
Shout out to BTS.
It's really hard for people in Asia to maintain the status quo like that. That's why they want to come to America. That's why everyone's come to America.
I believe they're nominated tonight at the Grammys as well. BTS.
Well, they should win.
I did like their album Love Yourself. That was really good.
There's nothing wrong with them. And you know, and again, they it's good they want to translate to America because you want to come to America. You don't want to have to stay
coming
in Korea.
To America.
Right.
They're redoing
sequel,
that.
Sequel.
They're talking about
which should be funny, because if Dolomite's any indication of where Eddie Murphy's going.
Oh my gosh, did you see him at SNL? It was the most best episode
I watched two sketches of that.
Gumby.
I didn't watch that. I watched Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
That was always one of my
classic.
Favorites, and it was really great.
I love those.
And then I watched his monologue with all the black guys.
Even with all the shitty cast members, I loved him in it. He was so good.
No, it was really funny. And then I watched the monologue with him.
Oh, and then him and the North Pole thing. Like,
I didn't watch that.
Oh, that was
I only watched two. I watched
you
the
should watch that
and
one.
I watched, yeah, I might watch
that. It's the news one. It was really funny.
I might watch that.
His character is really
funny. He's super funny. And,
yeah.
You know, he kind of got led astray for a little while. And I watched mm-hmm. him in interviews pre all this stuff, and he looked so, like, thin and like angry, and he was like, I don't want to do comedy anymore. And like, then he did Dolomite, and Dolomite
yeah.
is so brilliant, and he's so like,
remember when they
it?
Fucked him over for the Dreamgirls thing? Like, they gave him all this buzz and shit.
Dude,
and
they
like
fucked
he was going to win. Everybody was like, he's gonna win, it's all up in the bag. Like, and he's gonna win. Comes to the Oscars, he's like, oh, I'm gonna win. And then Alan Arkin was like, what the fuck? Random.
Well, then they put him in Mulan, another cartoon. And then he gave him a song. And that's why in Shrek, Donkey has a song. Because they put him in Shrek, and they're like, you're going to get a song, Eddie. Because you
aww.
Should have had a song in Mulan. And then in the movie, Mulan, they just took that character completely out.
I know. They want to make it more realistic.
But there's still fantastical elements in it. Which
yes.
I'm like, you can't have Mushu in there? Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I was looking back at the accident that took our great Otis Redding, and also took four members of this group called the Barkays.
Yeah, the Barkays.
They fucking died, dude, in the same accident.
This is like the Kobe Bryant thing happened.
And then somebody, one of his friends said he warned him not to get on the plane before the crash.
Just like Buddy Holly.
Allegedly.
Well, they always come out. It always comes out.
Oh,
right.
James Brown said it.
James Brown! Already! Don't get on the plane already!
He claimed in his autobiography.
Already!
The Godfather of Soul. He had warned Redding not to fly in the plane.
Already, don't fly that plane.
He knows about the Illuminati. Already. He knows what's going on.
I love James Brown so much.
Oh man, he has so many issues in Georgia. We saw it on the news all the time.
That's what's so great about
it. Dude, it was like, what did he do now?
He was just a human
being. His Wikipedia was cleaned up too, because like, nah, he did
just
a lot of shit.
Just a human being. Just a flawed, crazy.
He had so many issues too.
He was our
Chris Brown, basically.
He was really, well, that'd probably be Ike Turner, but still, he was...
Well,
definitely somebody who.
Yeah, he had some issues.
Very flavorful, very spicy. Woo! Never got to meet him. My dad did. I didn't.
Yeah,
get to meet him.
A drummer like also was there. The valet and the pilot died. Everybody died in that damn crash.
Plane crashes, man.
Oh, plane crashes! Fucking the dudes from Lynyrd Skynyrd. What the fuck was that?
Well,
the album cover had like the flames.
Do you
and
know?
Shit. That was
do
so
you
weird.
Know that? Okay, so when that plane crashed,
okay.
The guitarist Leslie West,
yes,
lived. He survived, right?
Yes,
a couple of guys survived. He
yep.
survived.
Yep.
He crawled, broken from the plane crash, crawled across a field, okay, to a farm. When he got to the farm, the farmer saw him and shot him with a shotgun.
That's something.
Because he didn't know who he thought he was. Just like he didn't really, he didn't know that a plane had crashed. He just saw this guy crawling in this field and shot him.
Leslie West.
Yeah, but Leslie West didn't. He didn't die from it. He just recently
That's
passed
insane.
Away. But yeah, he got shot. He got shot by a farmer.
That's luck right there. That's some bad luck. Bad mojo.
After all his band died and his friends got killed, he got shot.
Life's hard enough without getting shot. After getting crashed.
After crashing in a plane and then getting shot.
See, that's some crazy shit. If they did kill, allegedly, if that daughter of Kobe Bryant died, they don't even give a they don't give a shit anyway. They're doing human trafficking all over the place. But that's it. He must have pissed some people off. If in fact there was something that happened.
No, I mean he flew that the same helicopter. It was his personal helicopter. He flew it to and from the games all the time.
Yeah, like...
And probably just an accident. Because it was really foggy this morning. It was a bit weather-related. Mm. So it probably just... I think it was just an accident.
But there's, like, theories already on the YouTubes and everything. And I'm saying, like, if that happened, then he would have to have been really deep into the cult.
I don't think...
and I doubt he was.
I don't think anybody wanted to kill Kobe.
I doubt he was. I just...
Nobody wanted to kill his daughter. You know,
he's not like Shaq. Shaq would be like he's in the.
Well, Shaq would never be in a helicopter. First of all,
Shaq is untouchable.
Massive.
They ain't gonna kill Shaq anytime soon.
Everybody loves Shaq.
Mm-mm.
Everybody loves.
They
Shaq.
Love that little shimmy shake.
I just saw him in in a movie. I just saw. Okay, no, I just watched a movie.
Oh no.
Called What Men Want.
Oh, you watched that. You're the one who watched
Taraji
it?
B. Henson.
Okay.
I love Taraji.
You're the only one
I'm sorry,
in the
I'm a sucker for Taraji B. Henson. I love her. Shaq's in that, too. So. It actually wasn't bad. I mean, if you watched the Mel Gibson version of that.
I did.
Which I liked, too. You'll like this one. It's not any different. It's just black.
Like the time that they did... Oh, fudge. Maybe that is one. No, I'm not. I'm thinking of another one. It had... the St. Elmo's Fire people in it. It had Demi Moore in it. About Last Night. They did a black version of About Last Night.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And I watched that. I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah. I also saw Like a Boss.
Although I don't think it's like a smart thing to just keep making things and just switching up the roles like that.
Whatever.
Unless you're going to do it in a cool way.
I mean, what men want.
I think Death at a Funeral was a good one. I think that worked well. And I think Luke really helped. Like, yeah, Luke Wilson was surprisingly good in that movie.
What Men Want definitely was a different movie. I mean, it was more female-oriented. It was definitely blacker. And it was not as... horribly misogynistic.
But I think about Last Night wasn't like, ooh, we're black, you know, like.
No, I think it was just.
I think that's good.
The story, and I think
it should be about the story.
Well, also, it's a movie that, like, when I grew up, a lot of black kids loved the John Hughes movies. They loved the Sixteen Candles. They loved those movies. I think people got up and thought, we need a black version of this. We can't have black kids being like, oh, I love that last night. Like, all these people. Like, okay, well, we really deserve a movie for you. You know.
But then come up with your own thing.
Well, like, but I can see the benefit of that. I can see why that would happen.
Then why not an Asian one and why not a Latino one?
Why not?
You can just do whatever.
That's fine. I don't care. Why not do that? That's cool. Yeah. They make different versions of what that movie with the girl with the thing, the glasses.
The girl with the tattoo.
No, it's a TV show. She has glasses. And they've had a TV, an ABC version of it, too.
What?
What the fuck? Ugly Betty. So they make different.
But that's in all different countries. That's
they do that. So
that's a different thing. That's in every country. Like it,
yeah, so why not make it about last Latino night for every country?
People, Latin, Teen X, as they say now.
They made an Asian version of it, too. But, you know, it's.
There's a German version,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so there's a version of all these.
There's a bunch of. I've watched a lot of them.
Different versions.
There's but a that's different. You know, that's more of a, like, an area, kind of like a regional kind of thing.
They made
like,
a Colombian
it's not
version
like,
of Breaking Bad, and it's almost exactly the same show. But,
oh, my gosh. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I watched all of it. Not
Metastasis. I give it.
Wait, metastasis.
See,
it was pretty good. I thought it was good. I thought it was cool to watch. Cause they actually used the Breaking Bad subtitles for that show, though. So when you watch it, even though in Spanish they're saying something different, the subtitles are actually from the Breaking Bad show.
That's weird.
And I'm like, well, they could have just made subtitles for this. Like,
lazy.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I thought
well,
it was
I watch a scum from, like, every country. Like, Norway, I watch the German one. I watch the American one. I watch the, there's a Spanish one right now. There's the French one.
What's his friends?
It's called Scum.
Scum?
S-K-A-M.
What's the American version?
Norway. Scum Austin. It's in Austin, Texas.
I never heard of it.
But it's, like, a teen drama, but it's, like, very, very cool. Like, Julie.
Oh, shit, I gotta go.
A girl.
Sorry,
wrote it.
I'm
anyway,
guess what I'm seeing today?
Not Parasite.
Fuck no. But guess what I am seeing today?
But we've gone farther than Parasite in this.
No, come on. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it. I know. I'm gonna hate it.
Oh my gosh, Cats.
I already saw that.
Shit. Review. Emoji movie. Poop.
God, I hate that movie so much.
Was it better or worse than Emoji movie?
This movie... Wait, hold on. Someone's commenting on me.
I'm commenting on you.
Oh.
In front of you.
Sorry, I'm supposed to... Okay, so... No, guess. I mean, come on. It's a movie that's out right now.
I don't know a lot about movies.
But you know the movies that are out right now. You're not... Come on. You're not a horror man. You know what's out. I mentioned it earlier today. As somebody being in this movie to follow up on another movie. And you're like, wow, he made all these other movies. Now he's doing this one. Come on, Elle. I know you're not a hermit.
I don't know.
Fucking cocksucking, fucklicking Doolittle.
Oh, Dr. Doolittle. That's out now?
Yep.
Okay.
I gotta go see that today.
Why do you have to?
Well, I don't have to see it. Okay, so I have a roommate, okay, Heather. And we both have AMC A-List, so we go to the movies sometimes twice a week.
Shout out.
Yeah, Thursdays and Sundays, because Deja, she's off, so she wants to go to the movies. And so we go to movies. And so Sundays, I usually say, whatever you want to see, we'll go see that. Because I have A-List. I'm paying for it. I want to go see a movie. Let's go see that. So why don't we see Parasite? Because I could go see it. So that's what this was her choice, Doolittle. And she made me go see it because I made her go see something a year ago. And we saw Doolittle was coming out. And she's like, we're going to go see that. I'm like, no, we're not. I'm not seeing that fucking shit. I know it's going to be shitty. Like, I just can tell you right now. Preview started to come out. I was like, no. She's like, why are you promised to see it? So I gotta go. But
well,
it's good, though. It's
we
good.
Had a black one. Now it's time for a white one.
I like that one, though.
Yeah,
I liked Eddie Murphy, Dr. Doolittle. It was really good.
And that's back when it was called Doolittle.
That's right. Because it was...
Mandela Effect.
No, because the actual title is Doolittle. Like, that's the name of the actual book. Of the book series is based.
Yeah, but that's also a Mandela effect because they did change it.
Well, they changed it for Eddie Murphy's thing because it didn't make any sense to be Doolittle because he does little, but it's like he wanted to be Doolittle.
It was originally in whatever universe Doolittle. Now it's Doolittle. It's a Mandela effect. It's something
the original titles of the
and
books.
My brother had a book that was called Dr. Doolittle. He had like an older version and he said it was the same thing.
Okay.
That Dool, It's a thing. I'm not going to get into it because it's a Mandela effect. You have to look at it.
You can look it up right now.
Look it up in your own time.
Look at British Children's Lit. Do.
But I'm saying it would say that on it. It would say D-O-L-I-T-T-L-E because it's been changed. But yeah. That's the change.
That's the name of the book.
Now you're gaslighting me because I know I'm right because I grew up with that book and that movie was D-O-L.
Produce the book.
D-O-L.
Okay, get the book for your brother. Bring it here and let me see it and we'll both look at it together. Okay? That's what I want to do. Anyway, so yeah. So that's what I'm seeing today. That's how I ended up seeing Cats because that's what happened. Which wasn't so bad, by the way. It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. See, there's like Mandela effects all over the place. You got YouTube videos right here. Dr. Doolittle, all over the place. I'm crazy, though.
You are crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Dude, you're probably, I wouldn't say crazy.
And I will go one more. I will say that Selfie, which was based on the Dr., not Dr. Doolittle, but like Eliza Doolittle, I will go there and say her name was Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y, and the original name was Doolittle, which is the same spelling as Dr. Doolittle. But that's going a little bit further.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's going a little bit further. The surname is Doolittle, D-O-O-L, whatever. Okay. Doolittle.
All right. Although this is the Elathan that I come to know and love right here.
Whatever.
The conspiracy theory.
I'm not a... It's not a theory. There's residue, but whatever.
Love
I'm not going to get into
love
it.
Love it. Look
if
at
you.
If you
just
look
go down
you.
The rabbit hole,
look
you'll
at
find
you.
It.
How do you know people didn't plant the residue just to fuck with you?
My brother didn't plant the residue.
Show me the book.
He has to show me the book first.
All right, get the book from his hand. I've sent it here, and I want to see the book in my hands.
Okay.
All right. We're on.
And then the Berenstain Bears? Come on, now. Come on. You can't say that it was always Stain.
Let's see it in my
hands. Wasn't always Stain.
I have a book from childhood that says Berenstain. I don't know.
Now you're one of those Berenstain
bear. It's right there. It's in my hands. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? It's right there.
And it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood? No. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. They even have it in the title. They're throwing it in our face. And then there was like a flip of Houston, we have a problem, to Houston, we've had a problem, back to Houston, we have a problem. Which was neither.
That's because Houston, we have a problem works for the movie. It works for the tagline.
They switched it around so many times.
Yeah, it's called artistic license.
No! They didn't say anything about switching it around. And they even said in several articles, there were articles made from like BuzzFeed or whatever the fuck, one of these stupid media outlets would be like, you've been saying it wrong. It's not Luke, I am your father, blah, blah, blah. It's not this. It's not that. It's not it, life. Life is like a box of chocolates. His life was like a box of chocolates. And then they said, it's Houston, we've had a problem. And then it changed back to Houston, we have a problem. And they never changed that to say, hey, ooh, update, we were wrong.
Well, and Kirk never said, beam me up, Scotty, either. So, I mean,
I'm just saying. And then there's this other thing I can't vouch for because I never saw the movie, but there's this little girl in this movie, her braces, I can't remember, Dolly's braces, I don't know what movie it is, but she has braces in the original, and then she didn't have braces in the original movie.
What movie?
Then people are like, what? I don't remember what the name of the movie was.
Oh my God, dude. Why are you talking about things you don't know about?
I'm saying, like, it's a reference.
I gotta go.
You're not having a blast?
No, I am, actually. I could sit here for 5 hours talking to you about this shit. I don't think anybody would listen to it. I would talk. I used to do a show.
Let's Joe Rogan this shit.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Okay, I can talk.
I can talk.
I can handle 3 hours a day, five
Dolly's
days a week.
Dolly's braces. God damn it. It's one of those Bond films. Something finger.
A gold finger.
Is that it?
That's the name of the movie. Something
Dolly's
finger.
Dolly's braces. A Mandela effect. James Bond film. Moonraker. This girl.
Oh, what about her?
She had braces.
Okay.
She doesn't have braces anymore. That's the thing.
She doesn't have braces in the movie anymore?
No. She never had braces, allegedly. Even though she did have braces in a lot of these people who saw that movie's mind. Because they were around in that time and they saw it. And I'm like, what the fuck? So that's one of the biggest Mandela effects that are hard to explain. And there's the monocle guy with the on the Monopoly thing.
What about him?
He has a monocle.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a monocle. Not in real life. Never had a monocle. But he has a monocle in the film When Nature Calls. Well, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. When Ace Ventura is pretending, is like, oh, that's a Monocle guy. Like, he's like, literally, he said the Monopoly guy or something about this guy.
See, I think they're confusing him with Mr. Peanut, because the Monopoly guy never had Monocle. Because the only time they show him in the game Monopoly is in the center of the board, no Monocle. And then when he's in jail, no Monocle. And then when he's running, he's being dragged to jail by the cop, no Monocle. And he is running, no Monocle. And then he is on the money, no Monocle.
And it's not just that movie. It's plenty of other movies.
But I could see where you might think he did, because Mr. Peanut has a Monocle and he's very similar. Excuse me. That's not a Mr. Monopoly. He just calls him. They're making another one of those too. Man, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and you must be the Monopoly guy.
Hey, thanks for the free parking. He has a monocle.
No, he has a mustache and he's wearing a tuxedo. That's the gimmick.
Yes.
But the monocle, he's just calling him that because he's a rich guy. He's not calling him that because he's the actual Monopoly guy. Monopoly guy does not have a monocle. Mr. Peanut has one.
Anyways.
Anything else?
That's it.
Shit.
You promoting anything? Oh, I have something to promote too.
Oh, cool.
Shit.
What are you promoting?
Yeah, I can promote something finally. Well, go while ahead. He's doing that.
I'm checking the bus. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my promotion is that lucky for me, there's going to be a new political journal, and the first issue I will be published in it with a couple of poems, so look out for that in the spring. Very excited.
Oh, what's the name of that one?
Don't know the name of it.
Well, that's good.
So can't say. It's very much in its infancy. And Caitlin Johnston is being approached as well, so she should be in the same issue, hopefully, as well as me. So that
Who's
would be
that?
Good company for me. Well, she is a very well-known, on Twitter anyway, journalist who does a lot of unbiased reporting on, like, Julian Assange and all the wars and propaganda, stuff like that.
Damn, homie. Okay, guess how many people were in that helicopter that killed Kobe Bryant?
Six.
Nine. 10 people.
Oh, now it's ten. Now it's 9. Oh, great. So they just Ali'd his ass. In a fire, too. Shout out to all of the virus creators who helped create the new strain novel coronavirus originating from Wuhan Institute of Virology, allegedly. I will put the sources in the show notes so you can look at your leisure at the connection between
I believe you.
The Perbright Institute.
I believe this nut job of yours,
Bill Gates.
Because I believe China did something like that because they're fucking morons over there. And,
but
you know.
The WHO was also involved. So it's not just China and France as well. So it's a very much a collaboration of a
situation. Here we go. This, I love this. Why don't you just do a show just about this kind of stuff?
Well, we had to talk about movies.
No. Why don't you just do a show about this?
Oh, well, okay.
You could just like sit here all day.
That's how this started.
Untape your webcam and just like go on YouTube and.
That's how it started, man.
And just start talking
Random
about.
Random thoughts
like,
with L. Latham.
Yeah, just start talking about like plane crashes and Mandela's and fucking Kobe's and moon landings and shit. Like,
and I'm not endorsing the Mandela effect, by the way. I'm just saying there's.
You believe
is
in it, though?
A belief in it.
See? So you're endorsing it.
I'm saying it exists. There was a movie that came out with Lord Taylor in
it. I know.
It, like,
I saw that. I didn't see that
movie.
Robin
Lord
that
Taylor.
Out.
And
except they called it the Mandela effect.
No, they didn't.
They did, but they changed it to Mandela
no, they
effect.
Didn't.
And they just went back and changed
but
it.
But what they did is they made it so it never existed because nobody watched it.
Goddamn.
Sorry, Robin Lord Taylor. Man, you still did well on you. We love you.
I haven't seen that.
You is good. You would like you.
Did you watch The Politician?
No, I won't.
You'd enjoy that.
I watched a smidge.
I think you, if you finish, as much of a I think you finish it through, you would watch it and you'd like it.
Okay.
It just seems like your type of thing. I think I was watching, I was like, oh, I think I would like this movie.
Oh, I watched a debate movie one time, like a movie about debates.
The one about the one where the kids went to Washington and they fell in love. I like that one.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was. It was that one.
Was it
There's only one fucking movie about debates.
What's
that's
it called?
The only, I don't remember.
No, no, that's the Great Debates. That's good. No, I'm talking about like there was like a romantic drama.
Yeah, and they went to Washington and they were in debates. And
it was a black girl, not a white boy.
No, okay, that wasn't it.
Yeah. Not that that matters. I'm just identifying.
I don't watch movies about about mixed races.
What?
I'm just kidding.
It wasn't the issue.
I wish we should clip that part and just promote the show with that. About me talking about black movies. I was thinking about, because I was talking to my friend the other day, we were talking very openly.
Out of context quotes.
Yeah. We were talking very openly. Like, I talk very openly with you on this show. And a lot of it's about getting people to listen. And
oh my gosh, we're
to
almost to 3 hours. This is actually kind of exciting. It's exciting!
Getting people to respond. Because people that know me in real life, I'm not really like that. Like, this is me talking to entertain, because you want to get people speaking, you want to get people involved. So I'm very open. But I was talking to them about black movies, and my friend was like, "You're skirting racism here, buddy." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, there are black movies. There are black movies, there are Mexican movies, there are white movies, there are movies for people that, like I look at, like Parasite, for example, is a Korean movie. It's for Korean people. I think if Korean people want to see it, they would get a lot more out of it than I do, because they speak Korean. Like, I don't get the jokes. I think the jokes fall flat. I think the dialogue is crap. But it's because I'm listening to translation. I'm reading a translation. I'm not listening to the language. I don't know Korean. So I can't listen to the language and maybe I get some more out of it.
I still enjoy, I watch Thai shows sometimes, a lot of the time. And I still enjoy it without knowing exactly the inside jokes and stuff, like the weighing and whatever that they do.
And some people do. But I feel like, it's like when you're, if you watch Japanese movies, for example, you lose something in translation because you're not getting to listen to what they're actually saying. Unless you get a good dub. Because sometimes you get a good dub that...
There's no such thing as a good
dub. No, there is definitely a good dub.
Unless they do it themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because you do have Japanese people who speak English that do the dubs. And so they get the slang. And so they're able to translate.
But I can still not enjoy it because it's not insane.
There's a good... there's a show on Nickelodeon. What the fuck? There's a show on Netflix called Diablero. Which I'm not sure you would like. But it is... It's very much like Ash vs. Evil Dead. Like, it's about a demon hunter. And it's very irreverent. And like, really kind of crazy. And lots of crazy cars and, guns and shit. But the dub on that... And it's Spanish. But the dub on that show was really good. And they managed to... Because they got Spanish actors to do the dubs. And they get the slang. So when you hear the Spanish and you hear and you see the English... Or you hear the English and you see this, their lips moving. They're getting it. And I'm like, this is a new type of dubbing. Because they're actually getting people to understand the colloquialisms of the language. And they're able to, like, not just translate what they're saying. But they literally translate what they're saying and how they're saying it. And it means, like, I know it's hard to describe, but like, my job at Fox when I worked there was to handle dubs for these foreign movies.
Shout out to Fox.
So yeah, fuck yeah. Now 20th Century Studios. So they're, but I got to hear some of the dubs for these movies and so see the people who did them, and they're really, really, they're really advanced. I'm like, wow, you could watch this movie and really get the dub because.
What do you mean by that is that it doesn't look like it's dubbed?
No, it does. Of course, it looks like it's dubbed because they don't do it with their lips.
Well, sometimes can make it to where it like is.
It would look really
weird
if they did that, but no, I mean it's the language. So like you can get like a dub
still.
Where the language, what they're saying isn't what they're saying. You know, like it's translated in a way that you might have a Japanese person saying, "What the fuck, motherfucker? Like, what are you doing?" Right, in Japanese, but in American, I might say, "What the hell, dude? What's up?" Like, that kind of thing.
No, I know, I've seen that
in
Thai shows as well.
But now you see it where it's like the English dub will be like, "What the fuck, motherfucker? What are you looking at?" Like, it will really have the what they're saying in the language that they're saying, because you have someone who understands the
slang. And I appreciate that as well.
Saying it. A lot of times, you just have people that are just they're writing. They have an English script, and they're just sort of saying the English script.
Some of that has to do with like budget. Like if you can afford the subtitles.
Well, now they can, because the way they do it now is like when you're in the. So let's say you're doing a Polish dub movie. What they do is they bring Polish people in. Like they pay them money. Like Fox, say for example, will pay them money to come into a house for one day and dub like 10 movies. So they'll be there from like morning to night, just dubbing all these movies into Polish from listening to the language. So they don't do it from English. Like they actually do it, like they translate to Polish and they do it in Polish. So like they do it that way. Instead of giving them an English script or a Polish script based on what they think it might be, they're actually speaking the words that are in the script. I know it's hard to understand it that way, but it's not the way they used to do it. But now they do it this way. So you'll get more of a local flavor in the language.
I still would prefer subtitles. That's just a personal preference. I'm used to it.
Well, the subtitles are even worse sometimes, because the subtitles, like I was saying with the Colombian Breaking Bad thing, is that the subtitles will simply be the English script pasted over the foreign dialogue.
No, I know. I've seen some shitty subtitles recently.
So the dubbing is actually getting a lot better, especially if they do actors from the country. Now, what I don't like is like Studio Ghibli will do like American dubs of like their Japanese movies with American actors, like famous people, and they're just reading an American script. Like they're not actually translating from Japanese; they're just reading an American script. So that's kind of dubbing I don't particularly like.
It's just one of those pet peeves that I have. Like I have to have everything synced up with the dialogue. Like I have to see the same words coming out of that person's mouth as I'm hearing.
It's getting closer. The dubs are getting closer to that now. As far as the language, so like if you don't speak Korean, for example, the Korean dubs are reliable now because they're actually getting Korean people to do it, and they're not relying on like American voice talent to do it. They're actually getting Korean people to speak English to do it. And so I feel like
that would take something away from this particular film, Parasite, because there's so much in the performance that is so special. And maybe you don't see it, but I see it.
Well, but I'm thinking if I spoke Korean, it might make a difference. You know, and I feel the subtitles in that movie might be unreliable. Because it doesn't sound right in my head. It doesn't sound like the translation of like the jokes, for example, the jokes aren't funny, but it's not probably not funny because I'm not hearing it in Korean. I'm reading it in English, so the jokes don't work for me.
Do you mean like the 38th parallel or something? Like
no, I mean I understand that, but that's another joke I think is like lost on people generally. But it's like because they're talking about North or South Korea.
Boundary. Yeah, I know.
But it's I don't know. I can't think of one, but I remember watching it thinking, okay, like if I spoke Korean, maybe this would make sense to me. But again, I don't want to get into it again, but I think the movie was just boring to me. Like it just was predictable and boring.
It could have been more, like not more predictable, but like it could have gone a very American route where it could have been like seducing the wife or something like that. No, like there could be more going on than needed to happen.
I think it is pretty much what it is.
But I'm saying it could have been so much worse in terms
of anything could be worse. But
I'm saying
it doesn't go the same route
that an Americanized film, I think.
I don't know. I predicted all the things except for the people living in the basement. And it's just a trope. Like if you have a story about people who,
there's not really a lot of tropes.
If you have a story about people who do what they did, so like if you have a story about a kid, let's say, well, when they're in the party in the house, right? Everybody's in the house together. You know they're gonna come home early. You know it's gonna happen. There's no way around that. They're gonna come home early.
But they didn't do that immediately. They had the housekeeper come by first.
But they did.
But they started the bunker thing first. They didn't do that right away.
Which to me was completely nonsensical. Like, why even have that? Like, what did that even mean? Why?
Some of the stuff that you see in the movie will make more sense after the series, according to Bong Joon-ho.
Well, I don't want that. I want to make sense when I'm watching a movie. Like, I don't want to watch a series.
Well,
I
it still made sense, technically speaking.
Not
like,
really.
In the film.
It was a wacky thing to put in there to sort of mix things up. But
I don't think so. I think it's giving them a chip. It's giving them the missile that they can lord that over the family.
But it didn't matter because it didn't matter, right? None of that even it didn't. It, they
well,
took the phone away.
Shit went away.
They
awry.
Hid. They hid. They snuck out.
That was crazy.
But it all turns like when kids throw a party in any sitcom. When kids throw a party when the parents are away, the parents always come home early.
But do you understand? Like it's also using the script in such a way, like to show that visually, because they said at one point the mother's not the mother, who somebody, I think the mother maybe called him. Yeah, mother called the dad a cockroach, like compared him to a cockroach. Like, yeah. He scatters, right, when, you know.
Well, and they also said he smells like a boiled rag. Like,
and they ended up hiding. And
it affected him, right?
They ended up hiding like cockroaches, like under.
No, they
like,
did, because when the they were on. Cockroaches. But that, again. Yes.
But there's so much to it that's very literary in this film.
You're assigning way more. I think, again, if it's because it's a Korean, you're assigning way more importance to it.
No, I'm not.
Than you would if it was in English. Like,
I'm really not.
I just don't think if it was an American movie, it wouldn't fly. Like, it would just be another. You know, it's a sitcom premise. So it's like. I don't elevate it because it's Korean. Like,
I'm not elevating it. I'm elevating it because it's Bong Joon-ho, and I expect a lot from him. I didn't even love the ending to Snowpiercer, so I haven't been super happy with him as of late. And then Okja was a bit disappointing as well. But this was better.
At least Okja was like sort of what it was. Like, it didn't. I don't think it tried to masquerade anything else than what it was, like an environmental thing. Like, it wasn't.
Well, this
like,
is about income inequality. This is not about anything much more than that.
I guess
it's about rich versus the poor and different perspectives. And
don't
you see the metaphors? Everything's metaphorical.
No, I got it.
So
it was,
metaphorical.
It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't deep at all. It was right there.
But it's like they go down. To get to their house, they go up to the rich house.
No, I understand that.
There's a lot of it is very
superficially symbolic. I get it. It was again,
but that's also a Korean thing.
That's fine, and for Korea, but I'm like saying, like it's not. I just like I'm literate in film. Like I can watch a film and like analyze it and like get it. I got it. It's nothing I missed in the first try. Like I understood all of it. It's just I just didn't see. It's a good movie, but I don't see why it's so great. Like, I just didn't understand that. There's another level of showmanship that's going on there that's selling this movie as something that it's not. And I remember watching it thinking, at least I expected it to be, like, great, but it wasn't. It was just okay. Like, I'm like, okay, it was fine. It was like a fine movie, but it wasn't all of this. No, it wasn't all of this hype. It was like you didn't see The Lighthouse, but, you know, people were like, trying to assign all the symbolism to it. And I'm like, yeah, it's right there on the surface, man. You don't have to dig in there for any symbolism. It's all right there. Like, there's nothing I'm walking away thinking, wow, that's.
But sometimes that happens in a satire. This is a very satirical film.
I agree that it's a satire. I definitely agree that it's a statement movie, but the statement is right there. It's not trying, it's there. There's no. Like, I'm not going to sit around thinking, wow, what was the deeper meaning of that? I don't have to. It's right there for me. I don't have to. Nothing has to be explained to me because it's all right there. But people are assigning all of this symbolism to it. But I'm like, but it's all right there. I mean, I guess if you.
Well, that's for dumb fucking American people.
But that's what I mean. That's where it's at.
That's why I don't watch those videos.
Well,
they're like, oh my gosh, the symbolism about. Like,
well,
no,
I don't
I get
either.
It.
But like, people try to lay all the symbolism. That's why I think. Ford versus Ferrari, for example, is a refreshing type of movie because there's no symbolism there. It's just fun. It's just a movie, you know. I don't know.
But sometimes symbolism.
I guess Little Women's kind of like that too. Maybe that's why people like it because it's like it's just a story. Like it's a story about these women, about the girls, and one wants to be a reporter, and they kind of meet too a little bit, and they kind of overlay this. You know,
I think
this
it's just like it's a Tarantino thing. Like he's writing about something he's really passionate about.
But he always puts a unique twist on things. The man created a film genre. So it's like that. That is like, and that whenever he makes a movie, he reinvents it.
Which one are we talking about?
Well, he created a film genre of Pulp Fiction. Like there was no type of movie of Pulp
okay.
Fiction before he made it. Or, I mean, Reservoir Dogs is sort of like that too, but not so much. But like when he'll take cinema and he'll rework it. So every single movie of his has something new that gets added to it.
Not it's this like, new one. Come on.
Absolutely, it does. Uh-uh. It revises the idea of sort of.
There's nothing new in this film.
Well, then you just didn't see it. That's what I'm saying.
I did see the film. It's like you in Parasite. It's the same thing.
No, because I wanted to like that movie, and I didn't.
I wanted
like it.
To like that one.
I don't think you did.
Yes,
and
I did. Pleasantly surprised.
I was pleasantly surprised. I don't know. And it's like that's...
I like the dog. The dog was cute.
I mean, I think Hateful Eight might be one movie where nothing was really added in that.
You
in
know
that
what? I
kind of...
When I watched it, I really liked that movie.
Except that he did film a play. Like, that is definitely... He filmed a play. And that is something... That's something kind of new. Like, the way that it is.
Oh, my gosh. Itching.
But Once Upon a Time, definitely, like, not just from the historical revision of it, aspect of it, but also from the, you know, the way that ageism and the way that sort of sexism and the way that cultism is approached in Hollywood is sort of given a new perspective. And I think people look at those things.
Here's a pick. Is Brad Pitt's character Cliff Booth. He goes, he sees the girl, the underage girl on the side of, side of the street, you know, trying to sell her wares and trying to get a pick up a ride or whatever. And he has like a conversation with her, not very long. And then he goes, and then he goes back to her, and then he basically kidnaps her, like, and has her in his car.
He didn't kidnap her. She wanted a ride back to Spawn Movie Ranch. He heard. He said, "Okay, look."
So then he's like, "Oh, I'm like a great guy because like I'm not gonna have sex with her."
No, he didn't say that. He didn't. He's gonna say
like that's the implication is that he's a good guy. No, he's not gonna have sex with her.
No, it had nothing to do with being a good guy. He says it exactly. Prison's been after me my whole life. I'm not going to prison for you. Yeah. He wants to fuck this chick, but he's not gonna go to prison for it. That's why he asked her how old she is. But because then, he doesn't want to get in trouble.
Why does he go to the extent of actually having her in his car then?
Because he wants to go back and make sure his friend's okay. Stupid. He wants to make sure that George Spawn's okay at the ranch. He doesn't like hippies.
Who?
George Spawn, the Bruce Dern's character.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Spawn Movie Ranch, the guy who owns the movie ranch. Oh, yeah. Okay, so in the 60s, the Manson family took over Spawn Movie Ranch and lived there, right? Now,
Al Pacino was in this. He was better in this. Just saying.
Well, he was better at that. Brad Pitt here, like, he wants to give her a ride because I think he's entranced by her. I think he's interested in her. I think he actually has a soft spot for girls and women. Like, I think he.
Young ladies?
Like a chivalry. No, because he's not into young ladies. His wife wasn't a young person. And he doesn't seem to be interested in women at all, really. He just seems
and
to
then,
be.
And then, no, my issue is like. She puts her fucking feet up like they always fucking do.
Yeah, on the dash, yeah. Because she's a hippie.
Because that's what we do.
And he kind of takes a look at it, too. Quentin Tarantino film. He kind of takes a look at it, like, what the fuck are you doing? But he lets it go, right? Because she's a kid. And so I think he gives her a ride.
But there's always a reason to put that in the movie.
Well, because that's just that he gets people talking, right? He gets people talking about this
like
shit.
Brad said, it was his foot fetish.
So Cliff invites Pussycat, or whatever it is, into the car. And takes that was how they named these people in Men's Family. What do you want to do? Sunflower and Pussycat and all these.
I know it's squeaky. I'm just saying it's stupid.
And so he takes her to the ranch to make sure that his friend's okay, and he wants to make sure that they're not hurting.
It kind of fell
George.
Apart at the ranch. That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's where the whole thing takes. That's the whole thing gels together.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I just think there's too much time spent there.
But why? Why?
With the girls and like.
Yes, there's a point to all that, but why does it fall apart? Instead of gelling together, which is exactly what it does. Because then
Lena shows up.
Well, okay. So that's a personal preference. But
like sometimes the characters in a Tarantino movie just start talking to each other for too long. And then you just lose the plot. And that's where I kind of lost the plot. It was like it just became all about this one little thing that happens. There's always one little thing that happens. A little shot, like a little sequence that they do. And this is going to happen. This dude on the horse and shit. And like all this shit is happening. And it doesn't feel like it means anything. And then the fucking the movie shit doesn't feel like it means anything at all. And it's just a waste of time.
But it means everything. That's the whole point of the movie. What's the plot then if it's not that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about there's no plot, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how.
I'd rather see them, you know, hanging out, watching movies, like by themselves in the house. That's more entertaining than
that would have been fun.
You know, The Nice Guys was a pretty decent film
with Russell Crowe. Not Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe and that Ryan Gosling guy.
Okay, I gotta go for reals.
All right. Well, we made it to 3 hours.
Yeah,
thank you so
yeah.
much for listening. No promos.
I have nothing to promote.
I have nothing. Nothing. I'm just trying to get to 3 hours at this point.
All right, I'm ready to go.
He's going to go.
I got to go see Doolittle.
I'm going to go. He's going to go watch the Dr. Doolittle movie. He's going to give our review next time we do this. Thank you so much for listening. And hopefully you got this far. This is the longest episode we've ever done.
Just break it up, man. Break it up into 3 hour long pieces.
I'll do whatever I do.
I think people will listen to it that way.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.